In a century torn by war, pride, and unbelief, a humble priest in Naples began to write words that still echo with divine urgency. His name was Don Dolindo Rotolo, servant of God, a soul hidden in suffering, yet luminous with faith. He saw the world not through politics or progress, but through the eyes of the Eucharistic Christ, and what he saw was both a warning and a promise. In 1918, as war raged across Europe, Don Dolindo wrote words that seemed almost impossible to believe, yet hauntingly prophetic. He saw a time when mankind would believe itself the master of life, a time when the church would be abandoned, and when hope would be placed not in God, but in man's fragile hands. Even as he foresaw humanity's pride and confusion, Don Dolindo also saw the path of salvation, shining in quiet majesty before every altar. To a world seeking answers in politics, power, and science, Don Dolindo cried out a different solution: souls who love Jesus in the Eucharist. He dreamt of a world where every altar became a source of light, where every priest drew his strength from the tabernacle, and where all peoples found unity under one shepherd, Jesus in the host. In 1924, he saw the shadows deepening. "Minds are darkened," he wrote. "Passions aflame, nonsense reigns. Humanity, like a madman, would destroy all it built, because it had built without God." Yet even in that prophecy of ruin, Don Dolindo saw a new dawn, a renewal not born of revolutions or reform, but of adoration. That same year, he wrote to Pope Pius XI, urging him to radiate Eucharistic life to the world. For Don Dolindo, no human plan could heal the church, only the divine life of Christ within us could. Years earlier, in 1909, Don Dolindo had already heard the gentle voice of his Lord, the words of Jesus that became the foundation of his entire life. Jesus told him that in the Eucharist, hearts are healed, purified, and set aflame with divine love. Jesus asked that the Eucharist be the summit of our desires and the source of every devotion. Our Lord abides in the Eucharist not only to abide in us, but to act upon us. Decades later, as the world again trembled with turmoil, Don Dolindo would write words of hope that remain a promise for our time. In his final years, the humble priest of Naples saw with the eyes of faith what human eyes could not see, that beyond the chaos of the world, the Eucharist remains the heart that beats life into creation. He longed for a new generation of priests, not men of prestige or intellect alone, but men consumed by the fire of the Eucharist, nourished by the host as their one source of life. Don Dolindo believed that true reform in the church could never come from structures, councils, or committees, but only from holy priests transformed by the Eucharistic Christ. He saw the priesthood as a living bridge, carrying the love of the Eucharist into the hearts of the faithful, and carrying the suffering of souls back to the heart of Jesus. But Don Dolindo did not speak only to priests. He called every soul, every mother, worker, student, and suffering heart to become what he called Eucharistic souls. "The world," he said, "is self-destructing because it no longer draws from the life of the Eucharist." He invited souls to console the heart of Jesus, to offer themselves in reparation for indifference and neglect. For Don Dolindo, these hidden souls were the quiet lifeblood of the church, souls who make up with love what the world has lost through sin. In the eyes of this humble Neapolitan priest, the Eucharist was not simply a devotion. It was the destiny of the world. He believed that through the Eucharist, nations would lay down their pride, hearts would be reconciled, and humanity would discover its one true center again, Christ hidden in the host.